Studies don't speak for themselves. Interpretation does. Every study starts with the question framed. What's being tested, measured, named? Observational tracks, what naturally occurs is when the net two intervenes and infers. Independent changes, dependent response. Controls isolate what truly bonds. Randomization spreads unknowns wide. Reduces bias, strengthens the guide. Sample size drives stability. Two small swings, wildly in probability. Power determines what you can see. Absence of proof is uncertainty.
Read the design before the claim. Methods matter more than names. Results talk, but limits stay.
Interpret first, then what headlines say.
Strong conclusions earn their ground. Weak designs shouldn't make loud sounds.
Statistical significance test chance, but values answer random, not important answer. Tiny effect can still be real, but real world impact may barely feel. Confidence interval show the range. Precision matters in what you claim. Effect size tells how big the shift. Practical meaning gives the lift. Watch for confounders left unchecked. Missing variables skew effect. Replication strengthens belief. One result's not the final brief. Interpret first, then what headlines say.
Strong conclusions earn their ground. Weak designs shouldn't make loud sounds.
Ask who funded, who reviewed. Conflicts influence what's pursued. Pre-registration locks analysis. Prevents flexible hypothesis. Multiple testing inflates false finds. Correction methods realign. Subgroup results tempt the eye, but smaller samples often lie. Transparency builds credibility. Open data earns trustability. A careful reader weighs the whole, not just the parts that seem to glow. A study finds a significant gain, 2% change, statistically plain. Large sample made P drop low, but real impact barely shows. Another shows no effect detected. Sample too small, power neglected. An observational link looks tight, but confounders drive both sides. Five labs replicate the trend. Confidence grows, now trust can bend. Examples show the critical skill. Interpret, don't overfill.
The design before the claim. Methods matter more than names. Results talk, but limits stay.
Interpret first, then what headlines say.
Strong conclusions earn their ground. Weak designs shouldn't make loud sounds.
Why matters? Interpreting studies correctly prevents misinformation, improves decision making, and strengthens scientific literacy and health policy. And education, lives and resources depend on evidence quality. Understanding methods and limits separates knowledge from noise. Good interpretation is the backbone of informed judgment. Read the question, read the method, then read the result with care.